Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mickey Useups, and this is Wayne Pike Now, a weekly public affairs program about the people, places, and issues that shape our community. And we all know that sustainability is a big topic in our community and communities across the country. And we've got a new development in our immediate area that I think is really exciting. And I have invited Jack Barnett to join me this morning to talk about the Clean Energy Co-op Incorporated. This is actually a project of Seeds that started about a year ago, and they are organizing now. They are selling memberships, and I invited Jack onto the show to talk about what it is the co-op is doing, how it was formed, and what they want to try to accomplish in the community. So first, I'd like to welcome you, Jack, to the show.
Thanks, Mickey. Glad to be here.
And I'm really glad to have you here. Now, let's start out by talking about the Clean Energy Co-op, how it got started.
Sure. About a year ago, Seeds got together. We had a committee formed.
For those who don't know, Seeds is the Sustainable Energy and Education Development Support.
Right, right. So it's a nonprofit that's been here operating in Wayne and Pike Counties for about the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of good things, and we, you know, trained solar technicians so they could install solar systems several years ago. We've done a bunch of grants and education programs, forums. We do almost a forum every month during the summer. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, we got a grant and installed a solar system on a Habitat for Humanity home.
Yep, we covered that here.
That was great.
On the radio, definitely. Yep,
we had a lot of fun. But we said we wanted to do something even more aggressive to demonstrate renewable energy systems in the area. So we knew, though, as a nonprofit, Seeds is going to have some challenges applying for grants, and particularly some of the grants from the United States Department of Agriculture for renewable energy programs require the applicant to be a for-profit company.
Oh.
So Seeds couldn't apply.
Sure. It would kind of, they get ruled out of that equation.
Yeah. So we decided to form a new legal entity and spin it off from Seeds as separate and independent. And we wanted that to be a for-profit company, except we didn't really want to make a profit.
Right. Sure. I mean, the idea wasn't profit. It was to do good things in the community. Unfortunately, to access the money, you have to have that for-profit model.
Right, right. So we kind of compromised with a cooperative.
Okay.
And cooperatives aren't very common here, but they used to be a lot.
Yes, and they are very common across the rest of the nation.
Right, right. So there are farmers co-ops and food co-ops and all kind of things, cooperatives of that nature, rural electric co-ops. Mm-hmm. But our co-op is a little different in that we're more like an investor's co-op.
Okay.
So we're going to be community owned. We're currently open and selling memberships for $100. We tried to make that as low as we could to make it eligible and accessible to everyone. Mm-hmm. And that membership will give you a common share in the cooperative. It's a one-time fee. It's not recurring. Okay. And it'll give you a single vote in the cooperatives and help us do a lot of good things for renewable energy in the area.
And now let's talk about what some of the goals are of the Clean Energy Co-op Incorporated. You guys want to focus on nonprofit and community organizations, right?
That's right. Yeah, our first project is going to be installing a electric solar system, or maybe more than one even, on area nonprofits, if we can find some.
Right. And we talked a little bit before we started the show this morning, and we talked about the fact that it's those agencies, it's, you know, the libraries, the churches, the community centers that are usually starved for resources and can't really justify investing in sustainable energy. Even though the return might be great, it might make their organization much more efficient in the long run, it's still that initial capital outlay. That's what the co-op hopes to target.
Exactly. Yeah. By providing financing for them, they'll have no cash up front to be able to get a system installed.
Right.
And so that's the real gain here is we're going to take investment money from the members of the co-op who are willing to do so.
Right.
We will take that money, we'll buy and install and operate a solar system on the host site, the nonprofit.
Okay.
And they will pay us for the electricity it generates instead of paying the utility.
Oh.
And that we'll use that revenue into the co-op to pay back the investors.
I see. And then also, obviously, to fund more projects.
Yes, exactly.
Because certainly, you had said in the beginning, or when we were talking, that, you know, it needs to be for profit, but, you know, the co-op's really interested in a modest profit, more about the good they can do in the community.
Right. So our target to return dividends back to the investors will be 2-2.5%.
Okay.
So certainly not Wall Street level.
Right.
But the extra benefits back to those investors is they know their money is being spent here locally with local contractors.
Right.
And it's being spent on a renewable, sustainable energy source.
That's fantastic. That's really, I mean, what a great idea. Now, we talked earlier, you said that you know, co-op is a format that's used in other parts of the country. Can you talk a little bit about what made it attractive for this particular project?
Yeah, we really wanted to make sure we committed the organization to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So developing the community is really our focus. And it turns out the 7 principles of co-op all focus on community, training, education, autonomy, democracy type of activities.
Right.
So it really felt like it was the right thing to do
sure.
for our community, and especially to help demonstrate and overcome this problem of investing.
Yeah, sure. And that is one of the hardest things, particularly in a rural area. It's hard for us to either hit critical mass to qualify or, you know, to have the right organizations or go after the right grants. It can be very complicated. But having, and I would imagine, grantors are looking for a community investment. They want to see an organization is in the community, working in the community, dedicated to the community and its betterment when it's investing its money.
Yeah.
So it makes it that much more appealing that it's a community-wide effort.
That's right. So we're going to be a community-owned cooperative.
That's so cool.
It really is.
Yeah. I just found out about this a couple of days ago, and I immediately shot out an email and said, would you like to come and be on my show?
Oh.
Because this is really exciting. Seeds has done so many exciting things. I remember being at the very first meeting up in Damascus, and I've said this before. I thought to myself, wow, this is great someday. And they've done so much in just a few short years, spinning off different organizations and getting so many things kind of coming together from the Habitat for Humanity project, now the co-op. It's just really exciting.
Yeah, we really are. And the even though the co-op is now fully independent, we're going to be partnered with Seeds on many public education events and things like that.
And that's, I mean, even if you weren't associated with Seed, that would be, I would think that would sort of be a no-brainer there. You know, these are the people we want to be involved with. And it is an important part, the development support, education and development support is a really important part of the Seeds, why it's named that. It's
right.
not just about encouraging sustainable energy. It's about informing people about what that means and making it happen in the community. It's training people. It's supporting the people who want to do that in the community and as a profession. And it's been so wide ranging. It's really great to see. And when I saw another feather in their cap, I had to bring you in to talk about
it. Well, thanks. And you know, it really is true, though. The first and cheapest, cleanest piece of energy is the one you never use.
Yeah.
So conservation and efficiency is always the first thing we'll tell anybody.
Absolutely. And that is for certain. And I know, I mean, you know, I'm involved with the Wayne County Library Board, the Red Cross. We think about that. We think about energy efficiency all the time because those are recurring bills that need to be paid, that the money needs to be raised for. So, you know, anytime you can save money on things like that, that's money you can put back into your programs.
Right, right.
And every nonprofit organization and every community organization in our area needs to do that. I mean, they want to spend as much of their money on the community as they can. That's why they exist.
And Seeds is there to support exactly those things.
Absolutely. And they have been wonderful. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about some other things. Now, you said you've already gotten some interest from a couple of different nonprofit organizations, but you're looking for more.
That's right. Yeah, it often turns out that there tends to be challenges with a particular organization or building.
Sure.
It could be oriented the wrong way or be in the forest and mm-hmm. hidden by trees and you've got shading problems. So, you know, not everyone works.
Right.
But we still are on the hunt for the next set of hosts we can do for this cycle.
Right.
So we're planning to try to get one or more buildings, one or more sites under contract. It's a 20-year contract that we needed to make the money back.
Sure.
But we need to hope to do that before the end of the year.
Excellent.
And then over the winter, we'll raise the funds. And then in the spring, we'll do the construction.
Wow. That's great. That's a very aggressive timeline, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys aren't wasting any time getting started.
We're can-do about it.
Absolutely. And that's what I loved about the quote that was in the press
yes.
release. You know, we're not going to sit around and wait for the federal government or some big company to come in and decide, oh, yeah, they're worth sustainability. We know we're worth it, and that's why we're doing it.
Yeah, it's really important for our area. We've got so many natural resources that we want to preserve and see. And I think it's a good demonstration to see how the community itself can by its own bootstraps, or in this case, by its own wallet, pull itself forward into sustainable energy.
That's great. And I, what I like about the whole idea is that it's an opportunity for people in the community who believe in sustainability to literally put their money where their mouth is.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can support it. I mean, there's a lot of ways to support sustainability, and it doesn't need to be through your wallet. But, you know, if these things are going to happen for nonprofit organizations and these other cash-strapped organizations, this is how it's going to have to happen. And I just love the idea that anybody who believes in this can get involved, can actually help to finance these projects, sort of a little, it's like crowdsourcing of the absolute most local nature.
Right, right. Yeah, so we're going to have our first general membership meeting and election of the board of directors in October, October 23rd.
Okay.
It's going to be located at 7 p.m. in the Conservation District office on Park Street.
Excellent.
So the public's welcome. And if you join before or during the meeting, you'll be able to vote and participate in the activities.
And you will be choosing your official board of directors and your officers, president, vice president, and whatnot. At the moment, you're serving sort of as the interim vice president since you haven't had a meeting yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're basically members of the SEEDS board of directors.
Okay.
Took on a second hat to launch this new company.
And if anybody, if there's anybody out there who's involved with one or more nonprofit organizations, everyone, you have to wear a lot of hats.
That's right.
In a community our size, that's the way it goes. You know, I think we all recognize that and appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about the co-op and a little more about how that's going to work. So initially it's a $100 membership that gets you a vote.
Right.
That vote is really going to how you influence what the organization is going to do.
Right.
Once the organization decides what it's going to do, then there's a fundraising part. Let's talk a little bit about how that works.
Okay. Yeah. So we got to be careful about security laws. So always a fun dance around that. But the key is we're going to be offering members who are legal residents of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The opportunity to invest in the co-op's preferred shares.
Okay.
And those preferred shares were probably going to price at $1,000 each.
Okay.
And those will go, that money raised will go directly into the projects that we build next spring.
Okay.
And then the revenue we get back from those projects will go to pay back those members their investment with a modest return, probably 2%, maybe 2.5%.
Okay. All right. I see how it works now. I even said when you first got here, this might be something I don't know too much about, but so far
you got it.
I'm holding up okay. Only because I have not come across very many co-op organizations in my 25 years here because they're not particularly popular in our area, although I know they're extremely popular in many, many other places in the country.
Yeah, yeah. There are some co-ops that are trying to do this exact same thing. They're existing co-ops. There's one in Cleveland, and there's one in Amherst, Massachusetts, and New England.
So you guys aren't reinventing the wheel. You're basing what you want to do on working models, things that are working in other places.
That's right. Yeah. And there are a few other organizations doing the same thing, but they're not co-ops.
Okay.
In fact, there are a lot of private companies that are true for-profit companies financing solar systems, but they're not coming here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get on those radars too often for the big money investments. So, but I mean, this is great. This is a way for our small community to pony up, if you will, and get some money on the table to get these projects done and help these organizations do the right thing, you know, for themselves and for the overall community, without having to take away from the wonderful things they're already doing for their clients or their customers or their
whoever
might be.
Yeah, we don't
want
to do that.
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, we want them to make their investments. And when people donate to these organizations and support these organizations, they want the money to go to the services or to, you know, what they do, not necessarily to keeping up the building, although that's necessary. So this is just a really great way for all of that to happen, you know, with everybody helping out. I can't even say, it's like I get goosebumps when I talk about it because it's just one of those things that when we look back 10 years from now or 15 years from now, we're going to go, wow, that was great. Think, you know, like we did it just in time or just at the right moment. It just seems there's so many wheels moving right now in Wayne County when it comes to sustainability, whether it's of the overall community or energy or food or whatever it might be. There's just so many things going on. It's just a really exciting time to live in Wayne County.
That's right. Yeah, I'm glad to be here too. We care about our community, and that's why all of us are motivated to make this happen.
And there's so much activity, I think, amongst people in that, you know, they're passionate about it and they're stepping up and they're doing things. And that, and you know, SEEDS came out of that, and now the co-op has come out of that, and so many other important things. And it's very heartening. you know, for somebody like me who really has to watch, because that's my job, is to watch what's going on and tell everybody else about it. Now, the meeting, you've got your annual meeting coming up October 23rd. That'll be at the Cooperage. At the Wayne Conservation District office in the Park Street Complex in Honesdale.
Right.
If you join, it's $100 to join initially, a one-time fee, and that is a membership and a single vote in the co-op. There'll be other fundraising that'll happen once you guys identify some projects that you want to do. But you can go to that meeting. If you join before or at the meeting, you'll be able to vote. And I think it's just really, and if you're part of a nonprofit organization, we do want to encourage you. There's a website you can go to, anybody can go to find out more information. It's cleanenergy.coop. That's COOP. Or you can call 570-224-0052. And you can get some more information. If you're a nonprofit organization, you can let them know that maybe you've thought about solar. Maybe you've even looked at the possibility of solar. Or maybe you never really thought about it because you knew you couldn't do it. Now's a good time to contact them and, you know, get on their list. And I believe you said you can come out and do a site visit.
Yeah, we'll be glad to come out and do a site assessment and see what we can do recommending solar. Or many times we'd recommend not.
Right.
Because if you don't want to cut trees.
Sure.
You got to expand the building and need a new roof. Mm-hmm. All those things just come first.
And you'll be dealing with the professionals who've been trained through with the help of Seeds, who this is what they do. This is their area of expertise now.
Right.
Thanks to what Seeds has been able to do in the community in these last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So that's great. Anything else you want to say before we wrap things up or kind of come into the end of our time? It went so quick.
I know. Well, I think you mentioned food earlier, and that's really another inspiration for us. There's a whole international movement called the Slow Food Movement, mm-hmm. and followed by the Slow Money Movement that's investing in local agricultural businesses and chefs and, mm-hmm. and restaurants and food distributors and processors. And the same thing here. That's exactly the same business model we've adopted.
Excellent. Very exciting. I'm so glad you could join me today, Jack.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
Jack Barnett, he's the interim president of the Clean Energy Co-op. They are now selling memberships $100 in advance of their first board meeting and election meeting on October 23rd. That'll be held at the Wayne County Conservation District in the Park Street Complex in Honesdale. You can go to cleanenergy.coop, that's C-O-O-P, and get more information. Thanks again, Jack.
Thanks.
And I thank all of you for tuning in. Drop by again next week and we'll talk some more.